Walker Books presents this unabridged recording of More Bloody Horowitz, written by Anthony Horowitz and read by Ben Allen, Gareth Armstrong, Jane Collingwood, Sandra Duncan, Thomas Judd, and David Lloyd.
Looking back, Henry Parker could honestly say that he'd never wanted to hurt anyone. Certainly it had never occurred to him that he would one day plan and then execute the perfect murder of an internationally well-known children's author, even if that was what actually happened. To begin with, all Henry wanted to do was write. Even as a boy, he had dreamed of being a writer. No, not just a writer, but an author with a capital A, published with a fan club, his book in every bookshop window, his photograph in the Sunday newspapers, and a great pile of money in the bank. And what sort of writing would make his name and put that name on the front of a million books? Henry loved horror. To him, the only good story was one that had people dying, knives cutting into flesh, brains exploding, and blood dripping from every paragraph. In Verbal Abuse, written when he was just 16 years old and still at school, a boy was actually crucified by his Latin teacher for talking in class, while in another work, Tooth Decay, a Birmingham dentist was torn to shreds by one of his patients who turned out to be a werewolf. Having written these stories, Henry wasn't sure who to show them to. His wealthy parents were abroad most of the time and didn't seem to have a lot of interest in their only son. He didn't really have any friends. In the end, he went to his English teacher and asked him to look at the neatly bound manuscript he'd carried to school in his backpack. "I'd be very grateful if you would tell me what you think, sir," he said. "Although, personally, I think they're very good." The teacher, Mr. Harris, accepted the task with pleasure. He was always glad when any of his young students showed initiative in this way. However, after reading the pages at home, he wasn't quite so sure. "Your work does show promise, Henry," he muttered. "But I have to say, I did find some of your writing a little over the top." "What do you mean, sir?" Henry asked. "Well, do you really have to be quite so explicit? This paragraph here, where the dentist's heart is pulled out and then minced, I read it after dinner and felt quite ill." "But it's a werewolf," Henry protested. "Werewolves enjoy mincing human organs. And in this other story, the boy being nailed down in that way, wouldn't it have been better to leave a little to the imagination?"
"My readers may not have any imagination."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?